time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
So, when she's
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment, did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Zay, is there anything you think you could have done to save your game?
I mean, obviously winning competitions would have helped. I think that's the easiest way that I could have saved my game. I think towards the end there, I was campaigning hard. I was trying my best. But I just think it wasn't the cards for me to stay if I didn't win the competition. And I didn't execute. I didn't pull through.
Do you think your focus on Rachel this week hurt or helped your case with earning votes with the rest of the house?
You know, I think that it could have been played either way. I think that last final fight helped my case because I think people started realizing that, like, you know, the people that saw it firsthand were as confused as I was why it was going on. Like, it was completely out of line, like, the whole interaction. And so I think that it helped my case, if anything, or at least will help her not last as long as she would have otherwise.
Riley told Catherine that he would vote her way, which was with the women. Does that connection surprise you at all?
A little bit. Like, he would always talk in the house about, like, you know, how he's like, he wanted, like, you know, to some women, you know, in general. But he never mentioned really Catherine to me, which is crazy because we're like super tight boys, you know. But it kind of makes sense strategically that he wouldn't mention that. But yeah, it was a little bit surprising to go back and hear about, like, everything that, you know, he did for Catherine. It doesn't seem like she's the most interested, but I still love Riley. You know, he's hilarious. He's a great guy. Obviously, it's a game, so at the end of the day, I don't hold anything personal against Riley. I do not think, though, that at the end of the day, it was best for his game to evict me. I would have had his back in future weeks.
During your back and forth with Rachel, when you warned her she couldn't win two seasons and she snapped back, you will get beheaded, what was going through your mind in that moment? And looking back, do you regret how confrontational it got, or do you still stand by your call out that some say was aggressive?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone that watches the entire live interaction would not say I was being aggressive in any way. I think it's really easy to have that perspective skewed on, you know, the way it was edited. But I think it's pretty obvious. I wanted nothing to do with the conflict. I wanted nothing to do with the confrontation. I would literally sit there and I would just stand there and she would just stare at me until I responded. And, you know, there were times where I was even grabbing water and she was just staring at me. And I was trying to, you know, talk to her one-on-one. And she would walk across the house to try and blow it up before yelling at each other across the house. And it was pretty obvious that I didn't want that to happen. That was the one line that I said. So I feel like I almost had to say something or she wasn't going to stop. And so that's the one line I said. I actually fumbled the delivery of it pretty bad because I didn't want to say it. And I was still like, as I was saying, I was like, is this something I want to say? Like, cause I know it's probably going to go on TV. Like, is this how I want to be represented? Like, do I want to be represented as somebody who, you know, almost like gets in fights? Because I don't. In my real life, I never argue. I never get in fights with really anybody. And so it was surprising to me that I was even in a confrontation like that because I haven't been, like, probably since I was like a little kid. Like, I don't think I've had a, you know, a confrontation like that. And so it was lucky for me to, you know, be involved in that. But I think that, you know, if people really do think that I was being aggressive or out of line anyway, then they're a little bit misinformed and didn't watch the entire interaction.
And you hate beef, but love to eat beef.
I love eating beef. I love eating any sort of meat or anything. I just love eating. So yeah, but I don't like beef in general. Like, you know, I don't like conflict, but, you know, if you put a big burger in front of me, then it's going to be gone in a couple minutes.
And what do you believe was your biggest mistake in the game and why?
I mean, I think there's so many ways that I could take this. I mean, I think it's easy to say, like, I literally blanked so hard in the competition that, like, it was such a dumb mistake and that it cost me my game right there. I think a big one would be not connecting with the women early enough in the house. You know, I could have gone out and started talking game a little bit earlier. It's a hard balance, I think, when you're in there because you don't know really who else is talking game, how early they are. And I think a lot of people that talk game too early, like Kelly, immediately put a target on their back. But if you wait too long, like how I feel I did, then, you know, you're kind of playing catch up and trying to play, grab votes that are already kind of almost leaning against you. And so I think it's a hard balance that obviously week one is the hardest because, you know, if you're not on the block, it doesn't really matter that much. You don't have to go out of your way to talk game as much week one. You can kind of wait for people to come to you. But because I was on the block, I don't think I played my cards perfectly there.
Do you still think it was a good idea to come for the Queen, Rachel, now that you have in fact been beheaded eventually?
I honestly, I do think it was my best chance. My goal was to try and take the pressure off myself. People, for some reason, even though I did nothing to make myself a threat, just because I had muscle, I don't really know. Just because I had muscle, people automatically thought of me as a threat. And so, my goal is to try and take the pressure off me and put it on her. Say, hey, I'll stand up to her. You guys think she's a threat, so I'll be the one who takes her out. And I was hoping that would give me at least one more week in the game. So no, I don't regret that at all. I think it was the best play for my game. Obviously, it didn't work out, but I think at that point my fate was kind of determined. I don't think there was anything else I could have really done to help myself stay in the game another week. It was just kind of came out of the competitions at that point.
All right, and last question. If you had to evict one for betrayal, Rachel or ChatGPT, who's packing their bags?
I would say Rachel because I love ChatGPT and I still use it every day and for everything that I just love it. So I'm a big ChatGPT fan. And so I would never vote to evict ChatGPT. Even if it came down to me and ChatGPT, I might just vote to evict myself. Who knows?